kids listening today, you have to understand. You're growing up in 2019. Where nothing is allowed and everything is wrong. Back in the day, we did so many things.
Yeah, I think about with, you know, now you put your baby in a crib. But I know when I was born, my mom took a drawer and she cushioned. Like, she told me, she's like, yeah, I took a dresser drawer. I'm like, all right, we can put some cushions there and whatever.
You
and
slept in a drawer.
I did.
You slept in a drawer?
Yeah.
She put Monica in an ottoman if they had to move new stuff.
I survived that.
You did.
Yeah.
We got to take the baby to the store. Go get a book bag. All right. Wow, you grew up in a drawer.
Yeah.
Bedford County is amazing.
What did you
say? I got to tell you.
It's just, it was a little different.
I know. You think back on those things. I mean, again, you talk about having a, you're in a crib or these high-tech, super safe baby seats for cars.
I know. We paid so much money to make sure that everything's secure, which, I mean, you want to make sure your child is safe.
When I was a kid, we had a van, one of those scary vans, or even we had a van that, I mean, if you hire painters and they come to your house, that's the kind of van we had, conversion van.
Yeah.
So it only had two seats, passenger seat, driver's seat. Mm-hmm. Well, I was a third kid in the, and, you know, then there's me, third person. Where do I sit? I sat on a cooler, just so you know.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
You better hold on for your
Yeah, we go around corners.
Cooler would slide.
Most of Bedford County is trying to distance themselves from you.
That's okay.
Text 52353. Sleeping in a drawer is not a Bedford County thing, just body camp. To be clear.
I slept in a drawer too. No.
Yep.
I mean, I might have been the only one that, you know, was sleeping in a drawer.
Maybe you were being kidnapped. And you just don't realize. Maybe your parents aren't your actual parents.
Well, Antoine, you have tapped into a conspiracy theory of the K92 morning thing
here
that I have put out there, and I don't necessarily believe. However, I have never been proven wrong that Monica's mother is not actually her mother.
I think we have started some proof right now.
Because we have how many pictures of your mother either pregnant with you or holding you as a newborn have we seen?
There is one picture where she was pregnant with me.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
You haven't seen that picture, though.
Right. And you haven't seen that picture, right?
I believe it to be me, though.
It could be a pillow from that drawer for all we know.
Have you seen the picture?
Yes. Yes, I have. A long time ago.
You see what I'm saying with this?
Yeah.
Okay.
When it comes to pictures of her like holding me when I was a baby, she says they exist. We have to find the pictures, but we just didn't.
And you have multiple birth certificates, correct?
Well, that's the government's fault.
Also that, yeah. Exactly.
That's their fault.
Because it's the government's fault because they've been trying to find stolen drawer baby for all these years, and they haven't been able to do it. Oh, I can't wait for the Netflix documentary about you. It's going to be so interesting. When we find out that you're a stolen drawer baby, this is going to be amazing.
You know how their dresser's like on the side of the road, like outside the house where they donate? Mm-hmm. She was already in the dresser, and the person she now calls mom... Actually picked up the dresser, needed a dresser for the bedroom,
found the baby
and there was
inside.
A baby in it.
That's
yes.
the story.
That's what happened. Sort of like when you find money in a piece of furniture at the Goodwill.
Exactly.
Except we found drawer baby.
She's like, I guess I
it was
keep
a blessing.
Baby.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And then it was quick. Let's take a picture of me with a pillow under my dress and kind of sit here and say it was me.